So just going back to the Tathagatagarbha business, the Buddha nature doctrine. I have to say, a year or two back, I started leading retreats with Sadhanandis at Tarloka, where we looked a bit at Tathagatagarbha, where we're looking at three different schools of Buddhist teaching. And I said to Luke, you'll have to do Tathagatagarbha, because really I can't be doing with it. I mean, it's just silly, isn't it, to talk about you've got Buddha nature within. I mean, what on earth, you know, does that mean? I was a bit pretty dismissive. So she went, oh, all right. I knew she quite liked it anyway. So we very amicably decided that she would lead that particular couple of days on the retreat. And when we studied the Tathagatagarbha Sutra, which is really just a set of similes, it's a set of eight or nine, I think, similes. It says Buddha nature is like, and there's nine things that are described. And I was just entranced by it. I was just really entranced by it. And I thought, well, if you take it literally, I mean, if you take the statement literally, there is a Buddha within, I am already light enlightened. That's a strong statement that is made in respect to Tathagatagarbha. If you take it as strongly as that, I take it very little like that, then I still can't go there. I don't think that's a useful way of speaking about it. So I suppose I always would have said, oh, well, you know, if it's just saying everyone has the capacity to gain enlightenment, okay, that's fine. I can go along with that. But after doing this study for a bit, and in particular the sutra, which is very, very poetical and beautiful, I just got enraptured by it. It's such a positive message. And I ended up thinking, I've always thought that about myself. I mean, it's not that I literally thought, years ago, even before I came across them, oh, I could get enlightened. It's not that I necessarily think that, but I have a sense within myself of a capacity that isn't fulfilled yet. And I think that's partly what it's saying, and it's very, very positive, really, really positive. But what I also noticed in the actual sutra itself, the Tathagatagarbha Sutra, Buddha Nature Sutra, is that even within the sutra, often there's a character in the simile that's pointing out where, usually it's treasure. He points out where the treasure is. So one of them is, there's a family living in abject poverty in a tumble-down old house that's falling to bits. And there's a traveller comes through and looks at them and says, why are you living like that? And they go, we haven't any money. And he goes, but there's buried treasure under your house. Didn't you know that? It's yours. Didn't you know it was there? And that there's at least four or five of those similes in that sutra. There's a pointing out happens. So that rather intrigued me, because I thought, well, that in itself is saying it's not just that Buddha nature itself is enough. We still do have to have the conditions to bring it to fruition. And often that can mean someone else showing us or pointing to us. So that, I think that's partly also what Gampopa is saying in Praising Spiritual Friends. So I suppose that what it meant was that I'm still not very keen on the, you are actually enlightened, so it doesn't matter what you do, which is said. I think that's really unhelpful myself. But I've moved a bit from just being okay with it being, well, everyone's got the capacity to get enlightened. I'm a bit away from that end of the spectrum, more towards a sense of myself of a capacity in me that isn't fully engaged, isn't fully used, but is present, and also I'm aware that I don't use it. I try, and sometimes maybe I do better than others, but I have that sense that there is something in me that could be utilised, could blossom, could flower in a way that hasn't happened yet.